from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor-trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among leaders attending the summit, held to discuss Europe's worst migration crisis since World War II. The horrible discovery is a warning to Europe to come to grips with the migrant crisis, said Ms. Merkel. This is a warning to work to resolve this problem and show solidarity. Serbia and Macedonia have become major transit countries for tens of thousands of migrants trying to reach the EU in recent months. An Islamic State suicide car bomber has driven into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders, according to Iraqi officials. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province, where pro-Baghdad forces have been battling the extremists for months. Major General Abdul Rahman Abu Raghif, deputy commander of Anbar operations, and Brigadier General Safin Abdul Magid, head of the 10th Army Division, were among those killed, according to a military statement. Backed by a year-long U.S.-led campaign of airstrikes, Iraqi government forces have struggled to make significant gains in rooting out the Islamic State fighters who control wide swaths of Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News. The Chinese stock market surged Thursday, ending days of massive losses as the Beijing government intervened to shore up prices. Shanghai's key index jumped 5.3%, its biggest one-day gain in 8 weeks. The gains, all recorded in the last 45 minutes of trading, helped investors recover some of the 23% in losses sustained over the past 5 days. After staying out of the market earlier this week as it plunged, the government resumed its stock purchases. It apparently was an effort to stabilize the market. Sri Lanka's efforts to move away from the previous government's tilt towards China received a boost with the U.S. government's decision to back a domestic investigation into alleged war crimes during the country's civil war. Anjana Pashrisha reports.
In the corridors of power in Colombo, there was quiet satisfaction following U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal's announcement Wednesday that Washington will sponsor a resolution next month at the United Nations Human Rights Council supporting a domestic probe into alleged abuses committed during a military campaign to crush Tamil Tiger rebels. Biswal visited Colombo a week after the new government secured a victory in parliamentary elections and put an end to hopes of a political comeback by former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. Although it is a tiny island country, major powers such as China and the United States are competing for influence in Sri Lanka due to its strategic location in the Indian Ocean. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The man who shot to death two U.S. television journalists during a live broadcast Wednesday sent a 23-page manifesto to a national news network in which he called himself a human powder keg. Vester Flanagan, a former employee of the Virginia television station WDBJ, where the slain man and woman worked, shot himself when confronted by police. He died hours later at a local hospital, authorities said. WDBJ held a moment of silence Thursday in remembrance of the victims, and the station's website also displayed a large black banner memorializing the victims, 24-year-old reporter Allison Parker and 27-year-old cameraman Adam Ward. Chinese police have arrested 12 suspects said to be involved in the massive explosions at a warehouse in the port city of Tianjin, according to state media, as officials raised the death toll from the blasts. Among those arrested were Yu Shuwei and Dong Shexuan, the two top shareholders of Ruhai International Logistics, which owned the Tianjin warehouse where the explosion occurred, the official Xinhua News Agency said on Thursday. Three other general deputy managers were also arrested. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.